So, Craig Meddings, host of our 80s Lunch and Request Hour on Gold Central Victoria, in another life used to work at Channel 10 and push all the buttons and do all that technical type stuff, and in doing so, on a number of occasions, met the brilliant and beautiful Bert Newton. And Craig's here to share a few memories with us. Craig, good morning to you.
Yeah, g'day, Rob. How are you, mate? G'day, Steve. I used to see Bert all the time. Bert's the rear door to the studio where Bert used to march in from to the music was actually right next door to Master Control. So he'd always pop in and say hello every day, pretty much. And there's going to be some very sad people around the corridors of Channel 10 and 7 and 9 in Melbourne because you know, the thing with Bert is what you saw on television, guys, is Bert.
That's what I was going to ask. He's the real deal, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Nobody. I've worked with people before in television and in radio in the past as well, where when the microphone's on or the camera's on, he was, you know, they were lovely. And then as soon as the cameras turn off, they were maybe not so lovely. That wasn't Bert. And Bert was what you saw, and I think that's why we all loved him so much, because he didn't have to try. He was genuine. I've just been looking at some of the Facebook pages of some of my colleagues from 10, and I still work at 10 casually, and I've been looking just at some of the pages, words like kind, warm, genuine, wonderful, professional, talented, perfectionist. They were all Bert Newton, and he would just go out of his way to make you feel comfortable, and he never wanted to hog the spotlight. You would have noticed on GMA that most of his floor crew became household names because they all ended up on air. His floor, Robbie Mascara was his floor manager. We know him as Belvedere. Was all over the television. He's just a wonderful bloke, guys. Wonderful.
He was. Hey, I just want to pick you up on one point there. You said you still work casually at 10. Well, I think your work here is pretty casual too, mate. I just wanted to mention that.
You see, this is why I'm so comfortable at Gold Central Victoria, because you two, okay, you get on air, you tell a couple of dad jokes, you're hilarious, you're warm, and you're exactly the same off air. If you're listening at home thinking, I wonder what these guys are like, well, you're hearing it, okay? And that's what I think everyone loved about Bert. It's what people love about you two, is that you are the real deal. You can't fake that sort of thing. And like I said, we've all worked with people who are maybe, you know, lovely on air, and then when they get off there, they're not so nice. That's not the case with Bert. He was what you saw, and the guy was a superstar. And he's going to be sorely missed. And I wasn't shocked when it happened, but when I heard it, when someone said to me he'd passed away, I was just devastated. It was just one of those things you expected, but when it happens, it was a real shock.
Now, you said about Bert incorporating staff into the various shows, and of course, this happened to you once as well. So I've taken a wee snippet of this, so sit tight. We'll have a listen. When you were in the front row of Good Morning Australia with family there, and were pointed out by Bert. So have a listen to this.
Welcome back to GMA. Just before I introduce you, Gary, Craig, who is from Broadcast Control on the 10 Network, Southern Division, is here on the front row. And it's unusual to see someone whom you see around the corridors and in front of all the instruments and so forth, all of a sudden as part of your audience. But it's great to have you here, Craig. Thank you, mate. And you've got the family in, have you?
I have.
Who have you got with you?
I've got my auntie, Jeanette.
Hello, how do you do?
Another auntie, Heather.
Hello.
And my mother, Jenny, up there.
Right.
All the way from Geelong.
And you're, that's okay. And beside you on the end there?
I have no idea who that is.
No idea.
You.
Oh, come on, Craig.
Don't know. Yeah.
Are you married, Craig?
No.
No, that's right. Yeah, well, yeah, okay.
Well, you can introduce yourself.
Yes, introduce yourself to the beautiful young lady beside you.
Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia. This is Sylvia, Bert.
Hello, Sylvia. How old are you, Sylvia?
19.
Yep. Too young for you, Craig.
Just fantastic stuff, wasn't it? You must have been both mortified but extremely pleased at the same time.
I was, mate. Bert was from the old school. He was from the old school, and he just knew that every cog, it's a bit like Gold Central Victoria again, everybody, whether they work on reception, they're the engineer that keeps the place on air, they're the sales team, it doesn't matter who they are, they're all just as important as everybody else. There was no egos around Bert, and he didn't think he was any better than anybody else, but he was just wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And As I said, there were some very sad people in the television industry today, right across Australia. I think we're all sad.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Craig, thank you for sharing just a few of your thoughts with Bert, and I guess reinforcing for those of us who never got to meet the great man, but always assumed, and I guess in the back of our mind, hoped that he was as lovely off air that he was on air, that indeed was the fact. So.
Yeah, he was wonderful. Just one final thing. Just as he was walking into his final show, if you ever get to see that, you may notice he was late. That's because he was giving me a hug at the door of Master Control. And I said, Bert, you're on, mate. Go and be fabulous.
Aww.
And he had tears in his eyes and he went, a lovely bloke. And he will be very, very sorely missed. So, yeah, wonderful guy. And I'm very lucky to have worked with him.
Beautiful stories. Craig, thanks very much indeed.
Thanks, guys.
Craig Meddings back on the air at high noon today for our 80s lunch and our request hour. Isn't that nice? Some lovely stories there of Bert Newton and Valet Bert.